electric glue. I guess that's just what moons must do these days to get their light shown through. And the moon screams in my ear, stay up all night.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada. I'm 13 years old, experiencing okay weather for the winter, and I'm in Florida.
My name is Fatia, and I'm 10 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. Hooray! I love talking about books with you all. It's a grand tradition on Bound by Books.
In fact, it is the reason of Bound by Books.
It's the whole point. How about we start with Fatia today?
I want you to share a little poem I found.
Oh, lovely.
It's called Show Me. You know I love you dearly, but I cause you so much pain. I cannot find true happiness, and you feel you are to blame. It seems so unjust for me to make you feel this way. It's so hard to decide whether I should leave or stay. Staying is not wise, as faking happiness is exhausting. Leaving's a bit worse for your heartbreak I would be causing. So show me what to do. Help me to be strong. Lend a helping hand. Give me your shoulder to cry on.
Where did you find that poem and what made you pick it up?
I was like looking through poems and like I found this one, and it was like kind of like a sad poem, but I really liked it, and it's like a long poem. It's not that long, but I like the feeling when you read it. It like makes you a little bit sad, but I enjoy reading it.
Nice. Thanks for sharing. Jada, what did you want to share today?
There's a book series called The Mysterious Benedict Society that's also been turned into a Disney Plus show. If you're interested in that. And I got the prequel to the series, The Extraordinary Education of Nicholas Benedict. I'm still reading it and it's amazing. And I can't actually talk that much about it because it would spoil it, but, you know, There's another book that came out that I want to get in the series. It came out more recently. It's called Mysterious Benedict Society Riddle of Ages. So it's after the events of the main three books, and this is before. So it's very interesting so far. And yeah.
And you read the trilogy? Can you give us a basic, like, what that is about?
Not this very genius man with narcolepsy recruits a bunch of kids so that they can stop all the bad stuff, and it's fun.
Have you seen the Disney adaptation? I didn't know there was
No, I
one.
don't have Disney Plus.
Was it a recent adaptation, or do you not
I
know?
think it was relatively recent.
It's interesting. I feel like I totally missed that that happened, or I've completely forgotten that it happened. I've never read the books, but I'm always interested in adaptations of literature. Very interesting. Well, I finally finished the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, which is the prequel to the Hunger Games series that follows a young Coriolanus Snow through his first Hunger Games as a mentor. And I decided to read it before watching the movie because I had heard that it's a good book and that it is makes the movie better if you've read it, or that it's a better experience knowing some of the details from that, which I find is often true with adaptations, that if you've read the book, there's sort of like extra stuff that you know for context, but then sometimes you can like pick up on stuff that they're trying to get across subtly that makes more sense if you've read the book. So it's a valid argument. I didn't love the book. I got through it, but it took me a really long time because I wasn't really feeling drawn to it, which makes sense because it's Coriolanus Snow isn't like my favorite character in the world. So, but it was interesting and I did enjoy it. It just wasn't, I wouldn't say that it's as good as the original trilogy of the Hunger Games. But now I get to watch the movie, so I'll report back on what I think of that. But I've also started a book in a series that I can't remember if I talked about on the last show. I bought this book for my niece for Christmas, and she and my mom read books together, and they decided to read this one. And so I've sort of read along with them when I can, but I don't get to read with them all the time because I've got to work. And sometimes that's when they're reading. But it is a book called Green Wild by Perry Thompson. And it's the first in a series. I don't know how many books are in the series, and I don't know if it's a completed series yet. But it's got a cool map in the front and the back, which I like, because there's a very creative world that our character travels to. And this is a middle grade chapter book. It's got some fantasy in it for sure. And it's got really pretty illustrations. So that's fun. I'll read the description for this one that says Daisy Thistledown is on the run. Her mother has been keeping big, glittering secrets, and now she has vanished. 11-year-old Daisy knows it's up to her to find Ma, but she's being hunted by someone determined to stop her from discovering the truth. The chase will lead her through a hidden doorway into another world, a place that's bursting with magic and enchantment. This is the Green Wild. Full of astonishing natural wonders, this land of green magic seems too strange to be real. But Daisy quickly realizes that it holds the key to finding her mother, and that someone wants to destroy it. Daisy must band together with a botanical genius, a boy who can talk with animals, and a cat with an attitude to uncover the truth about who she really is. Only then can she channel the power that will change her whole world and save the Green Wild itself. This unforgettable adventure is the first book in an extraordinary new series. But yeah, it's a fun read so far. Definitely, the Green Wild is an interesting place that's similar to our world, but at times can be a little different. And it's just fun going on an adventure with a young woman. So I'm curious to see how that ends. I also just started a book on my own, not reading with my mom and my niece. That is a book for teens. It's a novel in verse that I've been wanting to read for ages, and it finally felt like the right time. And it is called Blood, Water, Paint by Joy McCullough. And it's a novel in verse about Artemisia Gentileschi, who was an amazing painter from the 17th century from Italy. And I can read the description for this one as well. I haven't gotten very far into it. I will show you what a woman can do. Her mother died when she was 12, and suddenly Artemisia Gentileschi had a stark choice: a life as a nun in a convent or a life grinding pigment for her father's paint. She chose paint. By the time she was 17, Artemisia was one of Rome's most talented painters, even if no one knew her name. But Rome in 1610 was a city where men took what they wanted from women, and in the aftermath of rape, Artemisia faced another terrible choice: a life of silence or a life of truth, no matter the cost. Joy McCullough's bold novel in verse is a portrait of an artist as a young woman, filled with the soaring highs of creative inspiration and the devastating setbacks of a system built to break her. McCullough weaves Artemisia's story with the stories of the ancient heroines, Susanna and Judith, who become not only the subjects of two of Artemisia's most famous paintings, but sources of strength as she battles to paint a woman's timeless truth in the face of unspeakable and all too familiar violence. So this book had been on my to-read list for a long time, had it sitting on that shelf waiting for me to read it. And this past year, I saw a lot of female painters' art, and I also read a lot about female painters. And that included Artemisia Gentileschi, who I've seen a couple of her paintings in the past year and a half or so, including a couple of her Judith paintings at the Dallas Art Museum and the Thyssen-Bornemisza Museum and a women's art exhibit at the Baltimore Art Museum as well. So it just seemed like the time wrapping up 2023, which was a year of seeing art exhibits about women artists, and I read a couple really great books, nonfiction art books about women artists. So like, do you know what? I should make this my next read. So I'm excited to read it. I have started listening to it on audio, which is the way I prefer to read books in verse. But I also have the physical book so that when I am in a space where I want to read it, I can do that too. But yeah, so that's what I've been reading. Two that I'm currently reading, one that I read. But on the topic of women painters, I can suggest two nonfiction books that are intended for adult audiences, but that I think would be fine for teens as well, and in some cases for younger readers. One I have with me, so I can show my co-host, but it's called Great Women Painters. And this is sort of like more of a coffee table style art book, where it's just an alphabetical order. It highlights different female painters, both like historic, you know, including Artemisia Gentileschi, as well as contemporary artists who are still working today. And it'll have like on one page, it'll have a painting of theirs as well as some text about the artist. So it's a nice way to kind of get introduced to a number of artists from around the world, from across time. So I actually read it front to back, but I feel like now that I have my own copy, I can also, if I go to a museum and I see an artist that I'm excited about, I can see if they're in here and learn more about them. And then the other book that I read this year that I thought was really interesting, that is more, it has more of a like narrative flow to it, or a historical text kind of flow to it, as opposed to just highlighting one artist per page. It kind of goes through time and place. But it is called The Story of Art Without Men by Katie Hessel. And I can read the description for that one. The story of art as it's never been told before, from the Renaissance to the present day, with more than 300 works of art. How many women artists do you know? Who makes art history? Did women even work as artists before the 20th century? And what is the Baroque anyway? Guided by Katie Hessel, art historian and founder of At the Great Women Artists, discover the glittering paintings by Sophie Nispa and Guisola of the Renaissance, the radical work of Harriet Powers in the 19th century United States, and the artist who really invented the ready-made. Explore the Dutch Golden Age, the astonishing work of post-war artists in Latin America, and the women defining art in the 2020s. Have your sense of art history overturned and your eyes open to many art forms often ignored or dismissed. From the Cornish coast to Manhattan, Nigeria to Japan, this is the history of art as it's never been told before. So I thought that was a really interesting read, kind of thinking about art history and going through like a huge amount of time and space and telling the history of art, focusing on women artists, so not focusing on the people that we usually hear about all the time, but women who made a huge impact on art throughout history. Definitely a cool book, meant for adults, but I think it would be accessible for teens as well. And if you get the audiobook, it's read by the author, who has a lovely British accent, so that's fun. You can hear how they say Renaissance differently in the UK. Anyways, those are my shares for this week. Did either of you want to share anything else today? Anything that you've been reading? Anything you're excited about coming up?
Like when you said The Hunger Games, I actually watched the entire movie, like all the movies of Hunger Games. They're like so fun. But if I tell you about it, like it'll spoil it.
Yeah, it's a fun series though. Disturbing but fun.
I read all the books too. I'm just waiting. I can't wait to get back to the book that I was reading, the Nicholas Remington book. It's very good. And the author is great at writing mystery. I've always admired mystery writers because, especially for books that aren't made for younger kids, because the ones for younger kids make like no sense at all. But if you're a really good mystery writer, then you have your mind is like incredible because you have to think out the scenarios and figure out how they have to solve it. It's really incredible.
Yeah, I love a good mystery. I don't read them often enough, so love getting suggestions for those. I also love watching mysteries, the mystery series. Well, before I go, I want to remind our listeners that we have just a few days left in the Hudson Area Library's Winter Scavenger Hunt. So if you stop by the Hudson Area Library during open hours, you can pick up a sheet that has a list of different things to find in the library. And if you find them all, you'll get a small treat. And then you also get a ticket in a raffle for a cool backpack stuffed with goodies and a free book. So stop by and pick that up. It goes until January 22nd. That is the last day to participate. And then we're going to draw the winner of the raffle on the 23rd. And that was presented with support from Verdigris Tea and Chocolate Bar, Spotty Dog Books and Ale, Steiner Sports, and Little Pickles. So it's been really fun. I feel like I haven't participated as a, like, I'm not trying to win the prize, but just working at the library, every once in a while I find one of the things. And I'm like, oh, there's that one. I hadn't found that one yet. I don't know if I've found them all yet. I'll have to check someday. I think I maybe found them all. But I love a good scavenger hunt. It's a fun little winter activity. But yeah, on that note, I think we'll say goodbye for today. But it was great talking with you all about books, hearing what you're reading, or poems that you found recently. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
Happy reading.
happy reading.
Remember me.
some when you're still pretty. And then they went on to say that the pearly gates has some eloquent graffiti, like we'll meet again. And fuck the man, and tell my mother not to worry. Done in such a hurry, and please remember me at Halloween, making fools of all the neighbors, our faces painted white by midnight. We'd forgotten one another. just to make a dream.